A glimmer of hope in a sea of fear. Crypto market analysis. Hey there. The crypto market is in a pretty rough spot right now, isn't it? I mean, it's like the whole thing's been hit by a storm. Record low sentiment, panic selling, and everyone's just freaking out.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough time. But here's the thing. Even in the darkest moments, there's always a spark of hope. Binance analysts have spotted something interesting. Bitcoin's trading dynamics are shifting, and it might be a sign of a turning point.
That's wild. I've been reading about the market's extreme pessimism, and it's like watching a slow-motion crash. Sentiment metrics are at their lowest ever, which is crazy because it's so different from the euphoria back in 2021.
Absolutely. The data shows the sentiment has hit its all-time low, and it's not just investors. It's everyone. Traders, institutions, even casual holders are liquidating. It's like a stampede in reverse.
And it's not just the panic. This fear is creating a cycle. Prices drop, people sell more, prices drop even more. It's like a self-fulfilling prophecy of despair.
Exactly. The market's split between short-term traders trying to exit and long-term holders who are just nervous. But here's the kicker. Extreme negativity often sets the stage for a rebound.
Oh, that's a great point. Like, when things get so negative, it's usually a signal that the market is oversold. It's like when you're so tired of your job you just quit. Even if it's the wrong move, it's a turning point.
Precisely. The key is that the most vulnerable investors, those who panicked first, have probably already sold. Now, the market's left with more committed holders. That's a shift in the right direction.
I guess the big question is this the bottom? Or are we still in for more pain?
Well, the numbers aren't all doom and gloom. Certain technical indicators and on-chain data are hinting at a possible reversal. It's not a guarantee, but it's a sign that the market might be starting to stabilize.
That's what I love about crypto. It's wild, but sometimes the chaos leads to clarity. Let's dive into the Binance analysis. They've spotted something big. Bitcoin's net taker volume has flipped to positive.
Right. Net taker volume measures whether buyers are outpacing sellers. A positive number means demand is picking up. It's a big deal, because it suggests the selling pressure might be easing.
Yeah, and that's a huge shift. For so long, the market's been dominated by aggressive selling. Now, there's actual buying happening. It's like the tide turning.
Exactly. This isn't a sign of a quick rebound, but it's a signal that the worst might be behind us. Buyers are stepping in, and that's a good sign for stabilization.
I'm curious, what does this mean for Bitcoin's future?
It means we're at a critical juncture. If Bitcoin can hold key support levels, it might start rebuilding confidence. But it's not a straight path. Volatility is still a wild card.
True. The market's still unpredictable, and any weakness could trigger another panic sell. But the technical signals are there, and that's a starting point.
And for investors, this is a reminder to stay patient. Focus on fundamentals like Bitcoin's limited supply and its role as a store of value. These are the long-term plays that matter.
Exactly. The crypto market has been through a lot, but resilience is key. This might be the first step toward a recovery.
And the broader implications. Well, the market's extreme swings highlight the need for adaptability. Trust has to be rebuilt, and that takes time. But if Bitcoin can stabilize, it could set the stage for a bigger comeback.
I think that's the takeaway. Even in the darkest moments, there's a chance for renewal. It's all about holding on and waiting for the right moment.
And that's the lesson here. Crypto's not just about the numbers. It's about the people, the psychology, and the resilience to keep going.
Absolutely. Let's hope this turning point is the start of something great. Thanks for tuning in.
And thanks for being with us. Stay curious, stay informed, and keep those wallets safe.